Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
There has been an absolute fascination around the auction of items belonging to the director, David Lynch, with everything from an ironing board to an exercise bike reaching surprising bids. And this follows on from the estate sale of the elusive writer, Joan Didion, where furnishings and even cutlery went for record-breaking amounts. But what is it about these simple items that is causing such mania amongst fans and collectors alike? I'm joined now by Martin Nolan, co-founder of Julian's Auctions, to break down the allure of owning a little slice of celebrity. Martin, you're very, very welcome.
A pleasure to be here. Thank you, Dervla.
Listen, what is it about, you know, whatever about big ticket items, but these mundane items that are fetching huge amounts of money from director David Lynch's auction?
Yeah, hugely surprised for me personally, and I'm doing auctions for 21 years and, you know, hugely successful auctions. But this is breaking all records as regards the number of people who are coming to Julian's Auctions to see this auction, see all the items, over 440 items that will be auctioned on June 18th. And like you said, it's like his coffee pot that he probably could have bought for like $35 in the States, and it's already up to, I think, over 2,000 right now, over 20 bids. Every item has over 20, 30 bids on them. It's truly incredible. And what these items are, Dervla, is the connection to somebody that they appreciate and adore. We sadly lost David Lynch in January. Now we have items that he touched every day. King of coffee, anything coffee associated, people want to own.
Yeah, and I wonder, look, I mean, I don't know how I'd feel about owning somebody's ironing board or their socks, but maybe is price the factor here, that the fact that these smaller artefacts are more achievable for us mere mortals rather than collectors to own?
Well, you know, we sort of put conservative estimates on the items that sort of like based upon their intrinsic value. And then the bidding public will determine what is the true value of the items. You see an item that's estimated at $300 to $500 US and it's already at 7,000 with 25 bids. The auction will take place on the 18th of June. So that'll give you a sense of so many, 500,000 people have come to our website to see these auction items. That's the fascination.
And what is it, Martin? Like, I mean, what kind of celebrity attracts the biggest hype? Like, is there a hierarchy of celebrities? And how do you even go about pricing those items?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, you think of who are the blue chips, like Princess Diana, the Beatles, Barbra Streisand, Rolling Stones, etc. Then you look at all the various actors, and then you look at the producers. And David Lynch was just loved. And, you know, people remember him for, you know, Blue Velvet and Twin Peaks. But he wasn't just like a producer, a director, actor. He was an artist. He was an inventor. So he was always like tinkering with bits of cameras and stands and equipment. And he had a huge, you know, amount of tools in his home. And that's what these items are. A regular guy, really, that had all these items that now are seen as collectible items is the connection for the fans. Sadly, he's gone. We have all the work he's left us with. And then we have an opportunity within an affordable range to own something, own a camera, own a cup, own an ironing board, whatever it is.
So, look, I mean, you can imagine, look, obviously the big, big A-listers would be the likes of the late Princess Diana, always of interest. And there's going to be the largest auction ever of her clothes at the end of the month. But it's not just the big dresses, is it?
No. So with the Princess Diana auction and other royals, which is on display now, Dervla, at the Museum of Style Icons in Newbridge, through June 17th.
And if Brendan was here... It's the only European, isn't it? The Irish exhibition is the only stop in Europe.
Absolutely, Dervla. We started in Seattle, then we went to New York, then we came to London. Now we're at the Museum of Style Icons in Newbridge. I wanted to talk to Brendan O'Connor about this because 18 years ago, when we opened this museum with a Marilyn Monroe exhibition, Brendan O'Connor was there in attendance for the opening festivities and celebrations. So I wanted to catch up with him and say, wow, we're still going 18 years on.
Well, we will let him know, certainly. But the collection that's going to be shown, this auction, what are you anticipating from that?
Yeah, so this is incredible. The largest auction. Diana herself did an auction in June 1997 in New York. She sold over 70 dresses for her charities, raised over 3 million, which was huge money at the time. Some of those dresses are now coming back to our auction, plus a lot of other iconic pieces like her ski suit, her sweatshirt made in Donegal, Fruit of the Loom. I'm especially proud of that. And she had it emblazoned with the British Lung Foundation logo. We never knew a princess to be wearing casual leisure wear like that. But Diana broke the barriers and she did it. And also, Dervla, she wasn't afraid to reuse and repeat items. Like she's the Keering dress, which is that beautiful coloured dress that I saw her wear when I was living in Australia in 1988, bicentennial year. She wore it on 9 different occasions in Africa, in Spain, all over the UK. And that's estimated 200,000 to 300,000. Really special piece. But there's notes, there's holiday cards, Christmas cards, estimated 200 to 400, 400 to 600, 800 to 1200. There's over 100 Diana items in the sale, but there's over 350 items altogether. So Queen Camilla, Charles, Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, Princess Margaret, the Duchess and Duchess of Windsor, they're all represented in this historic auction, which will set world records. And it's highlights in display at Newbridge, free to the public every day. Dervla, come down and see it. You will be blown away.
Can I ask you, or maybe this is just me, does it feel intrusive to own or even to sell and to price something that was so personal to these individuals who had private lives as well?
Yeah, no, and we certainly want to be respectful of that. But also they're a public image, they're a persona, they've done amazing work for charities. They've brought light and hope, especially Diana, wherever she went. When she went to the Untouchables Hospital in India, where no one would go, she would hug AIDS patients, she would visit sick children in hospitals. And so something like that has to be celebrated. Her items have value. They have a meaning for people. And that's what we're selling. We're selling the story. It's the connection to the person that we love and adore. The dress, the note card, the sweatshirt, the ski suit, whatever, the shoes, the handbags, the hats, whatever it is, they're just the tangible asset that tells the story. And now people see these as an investment as well. They're an asset class, because if you own Diana today, she's the mother of the future King of England, Prince William. In years to come, they will continue to appreciate in value. And let me tell you, Dervla, growing up in rural Ireland, I was so far removed from this world. I was working on Wall Street. I joined this auction house for 6 months in 2005, and I'm still here, and I get it now. I understand what these items mean. Everything means something different to other people.
Well, can I ask you just finally before I let you go, just about one item? And I think you were involved in the sale or the acquisition of the happy birthday dress that Kim Kardashian, she wore Marilyn Monroe's happy birthday dress to the Met Gala, I think, what, 2 or 3 years ago now. And that was kind of very, very divisive. Some people thought, brilliant to see it be back and worn, it's a piece of heritage. And others saying, no, this is absolutely, should not have happened. Where did you stand on that great internet divide?
Well, full disclosure, I was the one that made it happen. So I take some of the responsibility, which was a very good thing. So I was working on Wall Street in 1999. A gentleman bought the dress as an investment. On the Wall Street Journal, I read about that. That I couldn't get my mind around that. How could a dress be an investment? I was selling investment assets. It wasn't dresses.
As a stockbroker.
16 years later, I'm in the auction world, and the dress comes to us to be sold in 2016. It's sold in 1999. For 1.2 million. We sold it in 2016 for 4.8 million in Dervla. It was bought by Ripley's, believe it or not. So they own it. They had the choice of would they loan it to Kim or not. She was massively respectful of it. She put the dress on at the bottom of the steps of the Met Gala. She took it off at the top of the steps. She wore it very respectfully and gracefully. And what she did, she doubled the value of the dress, because if it came back to me now, we'd sell it for 10 million. She introduced Marilyn Monroe to a whole new younger generation, such as my nieces here in Athlone, that wouldn't have an interest in what I'm doing, only they saw Kim Kardashian on Instagram. And then the certainty is, oh, wow, and that's so, my uncle.
And then it was introduced to a whole new generation. Do you know what, Martin, we're going to have to come back to even find out how you went from rural Ireland to New York doorman stockbroker and on to Julian's Auctions. But for now, your own career is so, so interesting, and hopefully we will get to hear more about your amazing career the next time. But for now, Martin Nolan of Julian's Auctions, thank you so much for joining us.